looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Jump on here, and I'll try to get as many people in as I can. It worked out well because I had a lot of stuff to cover and still have a little bit more. But give us a call at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Ed was the first to get through, so I'll go ahead and help him real quick before I go back to what I need to do. Call him from Lewis, Delaware. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering if you have a easy way or a better way to get rid of moles than most people talk about, stabbing them in the ground with a pitchfork.
Yeah, and using all kinds of traps and everything else. I'll tell you the truth. There's a product out there. They used to advertise with us, and we used to know them pretty well, and then they kind of went away. And I thought they were gone. I thought they'd gone out of business. And then somebody from some part of the country told me when I was talking about it one day on the air that the product line is back. And so it's the first thing that I would recommend to you. Call your local feed stores and farm stores and hardware stores and see if they have the product line. It's not just one product. They've got repellents for several different animals, and they're all called Scram. And the one I recommend that you try to find is called Mole Scram, obviously. And It is the science of it, the way the inventor put together the ingredients in it is just very, very clever in it. And it works better than any kind of repellent products across the board. He makes deer scram, mole scram, various kinds of animal scram. So if you can find it either online or in a local store or get a local store to get it for you, it works better than anything I've ever run into. The second way to go, and we talk about this, we cover it on the website, is to get whatever product you can find in the retail stores that contain castor oil and hot pepper, you know, hot red pepper or some kind of hot pepper. There could be other ingredients, but those are the two ingredients that you want to look for, and they work really well. Castor beans. I've had people report to me that they've planted castor beans, for example, around the property and repelled them that way. May not work. It's a good-looking plant, so it's worth trying. So,
how does the plant grow in this area?
Well, how does castor bean grow? It'll grow fine. It's an annual for just about anybody. It's a tropical plant, so you plant it as a seed or get a transplant from the garden center, and it'll grow beautifully there in the summer. It grows really fast. There's a green form of castor bean plant and also one that's a bronzy color. It's real pretty.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll try that.
Give it a shot and let me know.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Love. All right. And that telephone number is 866. Hopefully it's working. 866-444-3478. One of the things we've got that's a little confusing on our website right now, we changed the button that said buy Howard's books and told you about the $50 and $75 amount of money to either buy books or donate, and you get the special bonuses. When you click on the Join the Organic Club of America button that's still up there, it just takes you to the regular situation. So I don't know if we've got a different place where we've got the $50 and $75 thing explained or not. I'll try to get you a clarification on that. But the information about joining for 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years and what the benefits are is certainly still there for you and right there on the button on the home page. Well, I've had several of my buddies recently ask me about taking care of a tree that has fallen down or has died or something like that. I think the last windstorm that we had, and that must have been it, because we had quite a few, you know, smaller dead limbs and twiggy kind of stuff come down in our garden. So apparently some trees came down. That's what led to people asking me who are tree care companies that take care of that. And, of course, it always comes up what's the best way to get rid of the tree and what's the best way to handle the the stump. And it's a major part of tree management that I talk about. So when you take a tree down or a tree falls down or whatever happens to it for it to come down and you've got to deal with the stump, the number one best way to handle the stump is to have the tree care company that's taking it out grind it with a stump grinder. They're really cool tools to watch. Those fellows that do it are really artists, the way they can have it go back and forth, and it just munches and grinds right down into the ground. And you take it below ground, you scatter out the sawdust that's created, and throw the soil back in, and you're done. It's not going to grow back when that stump is taken down below the flare, and you eat down into the roots a little bit. So it's the best way to go. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money, especially as part of the overall cost of taking down the tree. The next thing that it's important to know is that if you can, sometimes you can do this and sometimes you can't, because they may already have a bunch of big logs or other kind of debris on the truck. But if you can, if there's nothing on the truck but the tree trimmings that have been run through a grinder, which is what I recommend, that mulch is very important if you have the space to keep it on your property, because it's the best mulch you can have. And if you don't need it as mulch, if you already have all the beds mulched, you leave it in place in a pile, and it will break down into the prettiest compost you've ever seen, because the carbon to nitrogen ratio in tree trimmings is perfect. Because when you grind up a living tree, now if it was a dead tree and it had been there dead for a couple of years or something, this isn't the fact. In that case, it'll be all carbon and you won't have that wonderful balance. It'll still be a pretty good mulch, but it won't be as good as if most of the material was living tissue, living limbs and twigs and trunks. And the reason you get that perfect balance, if that was the case, is that you have the carbon, the wood, the cellulose, you know, inside the trunk of the tree and inside the limbs. That's a carbon source. And then the nitrogen source is buds, stems, leaves, any green leaves that you have, and the cambium layer. All of those things are nitrogen products, and so that's where the protein comes from. The protein and nitrogen are directly related. So you have this blend of the carbon materials, the wood and cellulose, and the living materials that are the protein and the nitrogen. And that nitrogen, the carbon to nitrogen ratio is almost perfect and balanced. And so left in a pile, it will break down really well for you. The only negative about it is if you had a really good size pile and there was a little bit more nitrogen in it than carbon for whatever reason, you might see a little steam coming out of the top of it. And if you do that, you're going to need to put some water on it. It can actually combust. It'd be rare, but it is a possibility. But it will break down even if you don't turn it. Now, if you turn the pile every now and then, this is ground-up tree trimmings, you're going to get a finished compost in less than, oh gosh, you can probably get it in a period of time, 5 to 6 months. If you don't turn it at all, you'll have completely finished compost probably in about 9 months to a year, again, depending on what the exact mixture is. It's a very, very good way to go. And it's especially, those of you that are listening to me from farms and ranches, by all means, don't ever consider doing something silly like hauling that stuff off paying somebody to take it away, allowing anybody to take it away, and for sure don't burn it. It'd be the goofiest thing to do in the world because you're just burning up your money. It's like you piled a bunch of dollar bills out on the site and lit them on fire. Some of the ranches where I've consulted who were trying to get better quality native grasses and forbs going, we talked them into just grinding the material when they cut down the trees. Cedar is one that we're often dealing with, and it's perfect for this because it's got so much evergreen foliage. But just disperse it out as a thin sheet of compost, and nothing will bring new, better species of plants around than doing that. And it costs almost nothing. And then I'll talk about dealing with the stumps when I come back. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll catch up on phone calls also right after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got some kind of ghost in the phones. I apologize for it. Apparently, lines 1 and 2 are not working and kicking it on down to lower lines, and whether you get a busy signal or whatever, I'm not real sure. But thanks for your patience. Call, and hopefully it'll get you on one of those open lines at 866-444-3478, like happened with Joe in Flower Mound. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
By the way, the newsletter happened to come in during the first hour of the show.
Yeah, I noticed that myself. I see it on the homepage now.
Uh-huh.
It goes out to, there's 110,000 people that get it, so it goes out kind of over a period of time.
I got you. Okay. Anyhow, I was trying to, had a question here about spreading some of the, we bought some food grade diatomaceous earth for some flea control.
Mm-hmm.
And the concern we have, a couple of concerns, we have an absolutely gorgeous lilac bush out back.
Oh, good.
It's full of the honeybees and bumblebees, and obviously don't want to do anything that would harm them. And I guess that, and as far as the nematodes, if we put that, spread that down around the perimeter of the yard, is that something that could harm the insects or the nematodes?
The diatomaceous earth?
Yes.
No, I'll explain why. But first thing I'd like to say is congratulations. You're one of the few people that has been successful with lilac in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm glad it's doing well for you there.
That's gorgeous. We trim it back, way, way back where it looks like it's just a stub in the wintertime. And by the time spring rolls around, it's flowered out all over. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, that's great. Is yours purple or white?
It's purple.
Okay, great. Well, send me a picture of it. I'd love to see it, and we'll add it to the entry in the website. Diatomaceous earth is an interesting material. It's a frustrating material to use, and I don't bring it up that often because the company that controls most of the diatomaceous earth is very difficult to work with, and they also put in some of their products, they put pyrethrum in them, and I just am really nervous about a company that sells pure DE and also sells one that's contaminated with pyrethrum. You see what I mean?
Yes.
it does make it kill insects better, but the thing about DE, if you put it out for the control of fleas or any other kind of insect on the site, the only time it has any ability to kill is during low humidity, dry days before it hits the ground. Once it hits the soil, even on a fairly dry day, it starts absorbing moisture. That's how it kills an insect, by the way. A lot of people some people still do say that it kills insects by scratching them up and lacerating them, and that's not really the mode of action. The real way it kills an insect is that it gets on their bodies and it fouls up the balance of moisture in the insect. It dehydrates them. That's how it kills. You know, if you get it on your hands, you can tell real quickly how dehydrating it is. So,
right.
So when you put it out on the site, to answer your question, will it hurt the beneficial insects? It really won't. It really won't hurt them at all. It actually makes a pretty darn good, and this is something that we really didn't understand in the beginning either, it makes a pretty darn good soil amendment. It's got a lot of available silica, and it's basically 85% silica. And it's
okay.
And that silica is good for balancing out the availability of trace minerals in the soil, and it's really good to work in the soil. But the point for you is that at that point of touching the soil, it doesn't kill an insect in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It only kills when it's dry, and that's why it's probably more beneficial to use inside the house than outside. So,
okay. The particular product was Harris, and I noticed on your site that to make sure that one chemical wasn't in, they didn't list an ingredient other than to say it was 100% DE. So I don't know if it
has. What's the name of the brand?
It's Harris.
Oh, Harris, yeah. I know, I'm familiar with them. It's a good product, but it comes from basically from the same starting point that all of them that are out there on the market come from. I think its most important value, and I do this sometimes and sometimes I don't, is to put it in the dog's food, cat food, livestock feed, things like that. I've even taken it myself in the past, but I'm so uncomfortable about, exactly what's in it, I don't do that much anymore at all. But
I had one other real quick question.
Well, let me get back to what I'd really recommend for you, and that's beneficial nematodes. I don't think you really need to do much more than that. If you have an outbreak of the fleas, doing one of the Revolution is the product that I'd recommend. That's the safest of the one spot on the back of the animal type thing. But usually the beneficial nematodes will not only take care of fleas and ticks, but also a lot of other pests that are around. And I don't know if you heard the first of the show, but we're experimenting, Jenny and I are experimenting with Nellie and Tater using this amber necklace.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was interesting.
And it's worth a try. I don't know how perfectly it helps, but I think it's worth a try, and it may have a soothing effect, which we need with Nellie anyway. She's kind of wild and crazy.
Well, the funny thing is we've been using the Medina fertilizer and the nematodes, and we haven't had fleas for eight years.
That's great. And, Joe, let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number, if you want to struggle with our issues this morning, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Hopefully at least one line is working. Back to what I was talking about, a couple of different things. I wanted to talk about the stumps and then tree planting. We want to go through that. There's just such a tremendous amount of bad information from certain groups about certain of the activities that we talk about here. And the big difference between what I talk about and what others talk about, the organophobes, the chemical pushers, is that what we talk about is non-toxic, but that's not the most important point. The most important point is that the techniques that we recommend work better, and they work better in every way, including from a financial standpoint, with, you know, a few caveats. And if you, you know, use the program that we recommend and really think about it and not just go out and buy the organic products that that replace the exact same thing you were doing with the chemicals. The natural organic approach is actually easier. You have to do less applications of things, and there's a lot of reasons that it costs less money long term. The biggest one is that once you go organic, and you're using organic fertilizers especially and not the high nitrogen salt-based things that everybody else recommends, you're going to cut your water bill by 40 to 50%. And for a lot of people, that's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, line item in the budget. So anyway, finishing on the stumps, then we'll go back to the phones and then back and forth for a while here. Stumps, like I said, the best way is to grind them out. If you don't want to grind them out, there is a treatment that you can do that works beautifully, and it's pretty simple to do. And it's not drilling holes in the stump and putting some kind of toxic chemical. Some people recommend Roundup, and not only is Roundup toxic, especially for the gut of livestock, pets, you and me, and all that, but also doesn't work very well on woody plants like that. Other people recommend even more toxic, directly toxic stuff like 2,4-D, putting that into the holes in the trees and talking about stumps and talking about the fact that that's not contaminating anything because you're not spraying it all over the property. Well, you're contaminating the heck out of your property by putting it in the stump of the tree. It's going to go out and be in that spot there. Plus, you have to handle it and breathe it. And 2,4-D has been linked to all kinds of problems, including cancer. Plus, the fact what works better is to drill holes in the stump. If you drill them as big as a pencil at least, and bigger, twice that size is even better. The more holes you put is just obviously better. And fill those holes full of saltpeter, potassium nitrate. And you fill them all the way full. You wet the stump down, put some shredded mulch over the top of it just to hold the moisture in there. And that saltpeter just will disintegrate the stump. It's really a pretty cool thing, and you're not really contaminating the place with a toxic chemical that way. You can also do something that's even less chemical, less toxic than the saltpeter, and that is drill the holes and put molasses in the holes or something, some other sugar, and it works really, really well. Okay, let's see, and then we'll talk about tree planting as soon as I can work that in. Right now, Dennis in Rome, Georgia is next up. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Kett? Thanks for taking my call. A couple months ago, I called you about my irrigation system, and you told me to put it on manual, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I didn't tell you, I'm totally disabled. I got shot up pretty bad in the military.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that does this, he says I could get a rain sensor. Have you heard of those?
Yeah, the technology's getting better and better, Dennis, on that stuff, and some of them work pretty well. Back in the day when I was in the landscape business, they didn't work that well. But I think now if your budget allows you to get that, I think that'd be a good way for you to go.
Okay, he's going to charge me $175. Is that too high?
It sounds pretty low. I hope it's a good enough quality product. Why don't you try it and give us a report on how it works for you?
Yes, sir, I certainly will, and thank you so much for taking my call, sir.
Okay, and thanks for your service. Call us again, Dennis.
Thanks, sir.
See ya. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you're hearing that for the first time, basically what Dennis was talking about is that with irrigation, my favorite way and what I recommend to everybody is to set the system, even if it's an automatic system, set it on manual so that the only time it runs is when you walk out there and scratch your head and decide the garden or the landscaping needs water, and you push the button. When people set it on an automatic situation and it runs every day or every other day or every week even, a lot of times it's still running when it's raining, or it's running when there's still plenty of moisture in the soil, and there's no way you're not going to waste some money. Dennis is a handicapped situation, and for other people too, if you could set it in a reasonable way and it has a weather sensor that works really well and will override it when there's enough moisture in the soil, that'd be a beautiful way to go too. Those would cost a little bit more, but a good way to go. Here's Diane in Aledo, Texas. Hello, Diane.
Hi. I was Well, I had two questions. Well, three, actually. I was wondering if you have the telephone number to the stem cell therapy. I wrote half of it down.
Well, I can probably pull it up while we're talking about something else. It's on our website. If you just go into the library and click in stem cell.
Okay.
It should come up for you. But I'll do it right here while we're talking. What else did you need?
Well, we have a live oak tree that we planted, oh, gosh, maybe, I don't know, 6 years ago.
Okay.
5-6 years ago. It's like a cross. I don't know how you measure them, but a cross, it's probably maybe 5 inches. And at the bottom, at the base, almost looks like he ran into it with the lawnmower. It doesn't look normal, and I thought maybe there again I could send you a picture. It doesn't look like something's eating it. It almost looks like an old injury.
Well, it may be. It probably was, or a lawnmower hit it or something. It could even be damage that was there when you bought the tree. You know, it could have been damaged in the nursery. It sounds like, Diane, that it probably is too deep in the ground, too. And if you pull that soil back away from it carefully, not injuring the flare, you might get a better idea about how bad the damage is. And if you expose it to air, that's step one of healing it. Step two would be to get some hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store. Or
mm-hmm.
from your bathroom, if you already have some there, and splash it on the wound. Get it uncovered first. Splash the hydrogen peroxide on there, and then look on our website and get the formula. It's right on the homepage under guides for the tree trunk goop. I'll tell you what it is, but if you forget, it's on our website. It's equal amounts of compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. You add water to it, make a mud, slather it on the wound, and it's unbelievable how quickly it'll help the callusing and the healing of a wound. But I'll bet you the first step is you got soil a little bit too high on the stem, because it's common to everybody that listens to me, and
right.
It's common to me in my own garden. I'm still uncovering, you know, some trees in my own garden. They get filled on again when you've exposed them and they were too deep, and it kind of silts in and mulch and leaves build up, and you have to redo it from time to time.
Does that also apply to crepe myrtle trees?
Absolutely. Crepe myrtles, it's vital to do it, because the crepe myrtle has a very beautiful, delicate flare, and then that flare turns into almost an apron. I've uncovered a crepe myrtle that I got from Carl Whitcomb as an experiment years and years ago. It was grown in one of those grow bags, and it didn't have good, big, strong flares and was a little too deep when it was planted in the container and then when it got planted. And I'm still, every year, I take a little bit more soil off and still sending up those suckers from the ground, because it's still not a perfect exposed flare yet. So sometimes the work can be done at one time, and sometimes you have to do a little bit more to it each year. I got that phone number for you. You got a pencil?
Hang on just a second. Yeah.
Okay. To get that free consultation on stem cell therapy like I had for my knee that was busted,
mm-hmm.
it's to set up an appointment, it's 800-705-6006. And that's the same number that anybody can use to get that.
Okay, and then on the flares, back to that, as far as what I always kind of was a little bit confused on is, okay, you have the flare exposed, and then you put mulch on top of that. Are you including the mulch with exposing the flare also?
Yeah, when you look at the base of a tree that's exposed properly, well, like my ginkgo tree, you can see it on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to ginkgo, and you'll see it there. You'll see that right against the base of the tree is bare soil. It's not mulched. The mulch starts at that point and goes out and gets thicker as it goes away from the tree, but you do not want the mulch piled up on the flare. That does as much damage, or almost as much damage, keeping moisture on the flare as soil does.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a question I've had for a very long time.
You want to see some bare soil right at the base.
Okay. And then my last question is, I've got a litter of 5-week-old Whippet puppies.
Oh, great.
That's who cool. Really need to play outside, but we're, of course, we kind of have acreage, and it's, you know, we've got fleas and chiggers, and for some reason it seems really bad this year. And it would be a lot of area to treat, but we do have some sod in the back, but they have encroached onto the sod, which is something that normally they haven't done.
Well, I'm going to have to run, Diane, but what you need to do is apply beneficial nematodes. Just go to the insectaries that are listed on dirtdoctor.com. It lists several there. Arbico, Rincon Vitova, M&R Durango, all those, and order some beneficial nematodes and put them out, and it'll take care of the fleas and ticks. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you right after this.
Thank you.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy.
At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. And now a little garlic talk with Garlic Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. Heard you talking earlier about our garlic, and yeah, I wanted to throw my 2 cents in there.
Good.
Started out from my neighbor next door. She had been growing it, like you said, 40, 50 years, and had extensive gardens in her backyard, and she unexpectedly passed away. Took a couple of years for the family to resolve the property, and my son and I helped take care of it, and the garlic was one of the things that they let me enjoy. I like cooking.
Right, yeah.
And then when they sold the property, I harvested everything I could get out of it, and then I shared it with you and a bunch of other people, frankly, because I was afraid I'd do something and lose it, and I'd at least have a backup where I could restock.
Sure.
And then now you and I have shared it extensively throughout the community. This thing is practically bulletproof. What I found over the years, we got that little rain last week, and if you get that right near harvest time, it works two ways that I've experienced. Right now, the wrappers and everything are still very moist and very pliable, and if you dug yours, I've still got a little bit of mine to dig and get it out and get it cured, get it hanging in the dark, and it'll keep good wrappers. But if we, now that it's moist like this right at harvest time, if it dries out for 2 weeks before you dig it, if you wait too long, the wrappers will just degrade on you. They'll just turn to tissue paper and crumble. But one of the things that's beneficial to the garlic we share is the clove wrappers. The individual cloves have a very thick, hard wrapper on them.
They really
so
do.
Yeah, it's a little effort to peel, but it gives you good storability of the individual cloves. If you go ahead and separate moist bulbs that come out of the ground and they're coming apart, go ahead and break them apart and let them dry individually. You'll get better results out of them like that.
Well, a couple of things back at you here. One thing that I picked up at one of the Mother Earth news fairs was a little rubber tube. It's a little smaller than a a bathroom paper thing that's inside, you know, toilet paper. It's a little it's a little smaller than that, but just imagine it's made of rubber, a little smaller than that, about the same length. You put the clove inside and then put it down on the table and you roll it pretty hard, and it softens the clove, but it just takes all of the jacket off of the clove. It leaves the little hard part, and if you grate it or whatever, you can hold that end of it and grade. But if you're cooking with it or doing something else like I'm always doing, you just cut that off. And it's a cool little device, and I'm sure that you can buy it online if it's not in the stores around. You ought to give it a try and see what you think. The other thing I was going to tell you is I sort of mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I've got some of the garlic that I harvested yesterday. Not only had all of the foliage turned brown, but the stems had even turned brown already. And
yes,
there was some moisture in the soil, but I thought I was going to be finding all kind of bulbs that were coming apart already, and the covering was already gone. But all of them are still in very, very good shape.
That's been my experience, what I've harvested. But if you wait another 2 weeks, leave a few of them, let them dry out, and then dig those, and just to see the difference between side-by-side garlic. Because after the soil dries back out, if we don't get any rain for the next 2 weeks, the next, if you dig it after that, the wrappers will just crumble on you, just fall apart.
Well, but that's probably what I did last year, because mine had fallen apart, and I was blaming it just on harvesting too late, but I guess it's a combination of the two things.
If you get that late, that harvest rain, that kind of gives you a little curveball to kind of. Other than that, man, this stuff is just fabulous. I had a little salad the other night, sprinkled a bunch of the flowers on top of it. It was just fabulous.
Oh, I love it. I put it in my scrambled eggs and everything in the morning, even. We use garlic a lot.
I experienced a phenomenon I've had a couple of times this year when I cut the unopened scape off to enlarge my cloves.
Uh-huh.
A number of them re-bloomed. They could put a second flower head up after I cut the first.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't seen that. I've always let mine go so I could use the beautiful flowers, and cut flowers inside. I probably ought to do it about half and half. Make more sense. I've got several of the rounds that have come up from the cloves, and Bob Webster was asking me about it on his show yesterday. Some of his listeners had called asking what were these round things that weren't forming cloves, and they didn't realize that's what you get the first year. And you can leave them in the ground, or you can harvest some of them and eat them just like you eat the bulbs and the cloves.
For that enjoy a slow roasted, maybe with a little olive oil, the garlic that turns into a very sweet, when you roast the whole heads.
Yeah. Well, I'm losing you, Mike, but we're losing this hour anyway. Perfect timing. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Howard.
Talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's the end of hour number two. We got another one for you. If you are someplace where the radio station doesn't carry one or more of the hours, you can listen online, live stream on dirtdoctor.com. I have no idea how many open lines there are. We've had an interesting thing this year. We'll have is that Charlsey from DeSoto when we come back? Charlsey, hang on. I'll get you up quickly before I get back to my stuff, and then we'll go on from there. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back.